188 years ago this week, a small band of valiant men began a long struggle for freedom. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, not only to found a nation, but to forge an ideal of freedom.
Too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Greetings, white America. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier from my log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia. Every day, we battle the loony left.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
But still, we manage to persevere because the good guys always win, even in the 20s. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. It's great to be back with you for another 30 minutes this week. Thank you once again for tuning in. Thank you also for the emails that have been coming in with suggestions for the show and some different ideas. There's something that actually Chris from San Diego sent me I do want to go over with you. I think it's important. There are two different outcomes to this story, potentially, so I'm going to go over that with you. But first of all, you know, sometimes when I just do something really, really stupid, which isn't that often, but every now and then I do something. Don't look at me like that, George. Every now and then I will do something really dumb. If it's funny, I will share the story with you. So, a couple of years ago, my car got rear-ended by a runaway truck tire. I don't know if I told you that story or not, but I was involved in an accident out on the interstate where I managed to come to a stop and not rear-end the person in front of me. The person behind me did the same thing. However, a utility truck did not stop in time, slammed into the pickup truck behind me so hard that it tore the entire wheel off the end of the axle, which then continued down the interstate and hit me in the rear end of the car. And it did about $2,000 worth of damage, none of what really amounted to a whole lot. It was mostly cosmetic. But it did knock my exhaust system loose. So I wired it back up into place, and over the years, some of the brackets have come loose here and there. Well, the side effect for this is that the collector rattles against the heat shield under the center of the car, and the unibody turns it into a giant sounding board, so it drives me absolutely nuts. And over time, it's gotten worse and worse and worse to the point the other day, I just quit my route halfway through and came home and decided to do something about it and try and pry my exhaust system down so I wouldn't have to contend with this anymore. So I pulled it up onto a set of ramps and got under there with a really long crowbar, and I pried and I pried and I pried. And I think I succeeded in moving it about a half an inch. Well, it doesn't do it when it's cold. It only does it once it warms up. So when I leave down my street in the morning, it's fine. I forget all about it until I get two blocks of the way and it starts rattling again. So I got the bright idea, because it had been sitting for a while and it cooled off a little bit, I'll just go ahead and turn the car on, let it warm up, then I'll turn on the air conditioner so the compressor makes the engine shake a little bit more, and I'll see if it works. Went on about my day. This is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Went on about my day, made dinner, went to bed, woke up the next morning, took a shower, got dressed, couldn't find my keys. Had the house keys in the one pocket, no car keys. I thought, well, you know, occasionally I've left my gun in the car overnight. I think maybe I'll just go check and see if I left the keys in the ignition. So I go out the back door and I hear voices, people talking. so what in the hell? And about that time, I also hear my car running, and I can see my dash cam glowing. And I had left the keys in the ignition, all right, with the car running for 14 hours and the driver's door wide open. So luckily, I live on one of the safest streets here in Charlotte. Nobody will mess with anything in this yard. I was very fortunate nobody stole my car. But hey, folks, if you're going to do something like that, just remember to shut the car off when you're done with it. Learn from my mistake.
It's Tommy Freedom.
This next item was brought to my attention from one of my listeners. This would be our new listener, Chris, out in San Diego. And I thank him for bringing this to my attention. This is an article from the Border Patrol, and it's dated June 26th of this year. But apparently this incident happened back in May 20th or May 22nd. I'm not sure which. So this happened a while ago, and you haven't really heard a whole lot about it. But apparently, at the Louisville airport, a shipment of Chinese assault weapons parts was seized. Oh yes, here it is, May 22nd. Officers inspected the item, which arrived from Shenzhen, China, destined for a residence in Melbourne, Florida. The parcel was manifested as containing 100 steel pin samples, and this is a common practice of smugglers manifesting the contraband as a harmless or legitimate commodity in hopes of eluding further examination. Well, yes, that's true, because years ago, before absinthe was made legal again in this country, a girlfriend of mine wanted me to get some so that when we met on our first date, we could share some absinthe. I ordered the stuff from Hungary, and it arrived. The package was marked therapeutic anise oil, so yeah, I know all about that. So this says here, let's see, a guy by the name of Thomas Mann, who is the port director of Louisville, said, "The importing of any type of munitions is regulated by the ATF. This smuggler was knowingly trying to avoid detection. However, our officers remain vigilant, ensuring our community is safe. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Expletives regulates and restricts firearms and ammunition. Importation of weapons or ammunition must be made by a licensed importer, dealer, or manufacturer." Also says that the value of these items was $129,600. So herein lies a mystery. They never said what kind of parts these were, what kind of weapon they were for, or if any arrests had been made. And I looked high and low all over the internet, and to my knowledge, no arrests were made at this residence in Melbourne, Florida. So I've got to wonder what happened with this. So first of all, I had to try and deduce what these parts were. So initially I thought, you know, AR-15 parts, maybe they were lower parts kits. So of course the first thing that came to mind was perhaps someone is clandestinely manufacturing lowers and building some really cheap guns to put on the streets. Could this be for Black Lives Matter? Could this be for Antifa? You know, so many questions out there. So I grabbed my trusty calculator here, and 10,800 parts. I looked at the photograph, and there appeared to be 50 bags. So divide that by 50, and you come up with 216. What did I do wrong? I did something wrong, because anyway, hang on one second. Okay, as you know, math is not my forte. Okay, so what that meant was there was 216 items in each bag, each of the 50 bags. So I thought, well, AR-15 lower parts kits, there are actually 33 parts in a lower parts kit. So let's divide that, 33 equals 6.54. Well, that's not obviously a complete number for a parts kit. So if you remove the pistol grip screw, and the lock washer, you then have a total of 30 parts, and 216 divided by 30 equals 7.2. It came up as a solid number last time. Anyway, getting down to it, it wasn't AR-15 parts because it came out to like $318 for a parts kit. And you can get them for like $40 online, which means they should have been coming in at $10. So I went back and I looked at the photograph on the ATF's website. And I copied it and zoomed in, but with the fluorescent lighting overhead, there's just so much reflection on the bags, you can't see any detail. But one thing I did see is a lot of rectangular shapes. So one of them actually looks like a Sten Mag, but it's a lot more solid. So that doesn't fit the bill. But there is one item that the Chinese manufacturer that is rectangular, and that is AK-47 receivers. So now, let's go back and 10,800 divided by 50 equals 216. Now, let's say that there were 50 bags. Let's do it this way. There's 50 bags times, it looks like maybe 25 to a bag, times 25 equals, that's 1,250 pieces. Now, if these are AK-47 receivers, that does look like it could very easily be 1,200 parts. Now, they said the value of this was $129,600. So let us take $129,000 and divide that by 1,250. You come out with $103.20 a piece, and that is definitely a good wholesale number for these things. So I'm thinking that these are actually AK-47 receiver blanks, not actual unfinished blanks, but they're ready to go. So they're not like something that you would finish off yourself as a do-it-yourself project. So that answers that question and solves that mystery. These are AK-47 receivers. So now the question is, what were they going to do with them? As I read to you before, munitions and arms and everything from China are heavily regulated. Well, as of 1992, thanks to Bill Clinton, it is illegal to import weapons or manufacturing parts, anything like that. Ammunition, guns, parts for guns coming from China is illegal. So why weren't any arrests made? That is the big question, because it was clearly brought into this country illegally. It was mismarked on the container. So that's a flagrant violation of the law. So again, where were they going? Why were no arrests made? Could this have been a homegrown terrorist operation? Could this have been for Black Lives Matter? Could have been for Antifa? Very possibly. But at this point, there's not enough information out there to go on. But 1,200 guns on the streets in the hands of Black Lives Matter or Antifa or any other radical group like that is a very scary proposition. It would not surprise me one bit if China was deliberately behind this. They are profiting from all the division that's going on in this country right now. So is Maduro's group down in Venezuela. They are supporting Black Lives Matter. Of course, George Soros is funding Black Lives Matter. And China is supporting Black Lives Matter. So if they are supplying this type of item to that movement, that very clearly indicates an ulterior motive. And just this past week, we had the Chinese consulate shut down in Texas because they were using it as a spy headquarters for their spy ring here in the United States. China is not our friend. China is not our ally. And that is a big mistake that Trump has made in embracing them. This is not the China of 25 years ago. This is a rogue nation, very much like a very giant North Korea, who is intent on destroying all of their adversaries to become the single superpower, the lone superpower on this planet. And if they can contribute to the demise of the United States through a civil uprising, a civil action, a civil war, it would behoove them very much to do so. And if we can prove that they're behind this, action needs to be taken. If they are actively spying on us in this manner, they're using our technology, they are supplying guns or ammunition to subvert this country, then we need to deal with that. And the best way to do that is to take all the money that we owe them and say, see ya, we're not paying you a single penny. You can go choke on it, and we can start over. And if we balance the budget this time and do things properly and focused, we can straighten the economy out in this country. But the biggest way to do that would just be to tell China, who owns most of our debt, just to rotate. They sent COVID-19 over here. That was a biological attack. That's a blatant act of war. If they're supplying munitions or arms to any group that is going to try and subvert this country, that is a blatant act of war. China cannot afford a war with us, and they know it. They're going to keep poking and poking and poking. It's going to take a major move by Trump to get this stuff stopped. But he can do it. He can do it economically. And the Chinese do not want to go to war with us. I explained this to you, 8 months ago maybe. I don't even remember. You'd have to go back in the archives and look, where I said, I gave you a complete rundown on the list of which militaries in the world have the most of what. And we are at the top of the list in everything except for tanks. Russia has more tanks than we do. Russia only has one aircraft carrier. They have two, but one isn't working. The other one isn't working properly. I think China only has one, possibly two aircraft carriers. I think they've only got one. If we take that out, their navy is useless. And as far as their military goes, the idea that they have 200 million men in a standing army is a bunch of crap. I told you what those exact numbers were. We have more people in our military than China does. We have more aircraft. We have more ships. We have more missiles. We have more nukes. We far supersede them in everything. And the last thing that they want to do is to provoke us into war. So they better stop and think very, very seriously if they're contributing to all this garbage that's going on. If they are, and it can be proven, they're going to be sorry. That last beat there just reminded me of something. I know some of you have emailed me that over the past couple of weeks I've started using some new beats. The old ones I've been using for years and quite frankly were worn out. So I found these new ones and I've gotten a couple questions as to what that last one actually was. Let me just go ahead and play this for you real quick and I will tell you what it is if you actually want it. So two or three of you had inquired about that. That is Spirit Black by Aldeus. And if you couldn't understand what she was saying, don't feel bad. I can't either. She's singing in Japanese and I can't understand a damn thing she's saying. It sounds like a cross between the 6/7/8, Loudness and Slayer. But some pretty good stuff. But anyway, to answer your question, for those of you who wanted to know what that one was, yes, the rest of the song is that good. So Spirit Black by Aldeus. Another reason I wanted to play that for you is I'm going to be getting into something maybe next week or the week after. If you noticed, she was not singing with a Japanese accent. I don't know if you picked up on that. Even though she was singing Japanese, obviously it was not English, but my point is there was not a Japanese accent to the Japanese lyrics. And I've got a theory that I'm going to run by you, like I said, either next week or the week after. I've noticed that all professional singers from around the globe, regardless of what language they're speaking, if they're professionally trained, they sing exactly the way that I'm speaking to you right now, with zero accent. I'm going to tell you why. But for now, I want to talk about masks. How many of you are wearing masks? I'm not. I refuse to wear one. There are a couple of exceptions. I do wear one when I go to the ABC store, and there's a small mom-and-pop gas station that I stop in, and one of the clerks is going through cancer therapy. So just out of respect for her, I'll go ahead and I'll wear the bra over my face. But I stopped into a place to get my car worked on the other day. I know the owner pretty well, and he knows that I don't wear the mask. I've already had this stuff, but just in case somebody walked in the door, he gave me a mask, and I put it on, so it's covering my mouth, because if I cover my nose and my mouth, I can't breathe. So I go to these places, and I say, look, you know, I've got COPD. And they have two options. They can either say, you know, okay, come on in, or I'm sorry, but we're going to refuse to serve you anyway. And I've yet to have that happen. But as you know, a lot of these retailers now are going to a mandatory mask policy regardless of what the law says. And here in North Carolina, they rewrote the law to temporarily extend the bill that they had passed to make it legal to wear a mask in public, because up until all this COVID crap started, it was a violation of law to wear a mask in public for obvious reasons. So to circumvent these stores being in violation of the state law, they went ahead and they extended this. Personally, it's a bunch of crap, but I refuse to wear a mask, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I've already had this. I'm not at risk of catching it, and I'm not at risk of passing it on to anyone. I've already had it. I have the antibodies in my system. I've given blood. I've given plasma. I'm not at risk, and I'm tired of being punished. And I have yet to have someone come up and make a snide remark or ask me why I'm not wearing a mask or where is my mask. Now, maybe they're frowning at me behind their mask. I can't tell. I can't see their face. But nobody has had the balls to come up to me and actually say something. And I'm waiting for them to do it. Eventually, it may happen, and I'll share that experience with you when it does. But I'm not wearing a mask on principle. You're not going to tell me what to do. This is why I never joined the military. I don't like being told what to do. Be respectful to me. Ask me to maybe do something. Be respectful to me, and I'll be respectful to you. But don't get in my face shouting orders and calling me miserable puke and telling me to do something just because you can. So don't tell me to wear a mask just because you can. I'm not going to do it. And the more you tell me to do it, the more I'm going to dig my heels in and do the exact opposite. But this whole mask-wearing nonsense is part of a test to see how people react. Are you going to be good little sheep and wear your mask? Are you going to do what you're told? Are you? Let me tell you what social distancing is. And let's just start with the first word in there, social. Let's see, what else has social in it? Social security, social duties, social justice, social responsibilities, social distancing. What do they all have in common? A basis in Marxism, socialism. Social this and social that is you being part of the bigger picture, not being an individual. Now, for those of you who may have served in combat over in the Middle East, Afghanistan, Iraq, places like that, listener Gary up in Massachusetts, you may have experienced this. One of the things that you do when you have a problem with insurgency is you instill social distancing. You keep people apart so they can't get too close, and maybe you can't see what somebody's doing. It keeps everyone exposed and out in the open. So that was the first part of this, getting everybody to socially distance and stay 6 feet apart, despite the fact that if you sneeze, it's been proven on Mythbusters that those particles travel up to 23 feet at speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour. So social distancing as part of a medical treatment is a load of crap. These masks are also a load of crap because they don't work. Surgical masks and the like are designed to screen and filter out bacteria, not viruses. Viruses are much smaller. It's like the difference in size between water droplets and air particles, okay? Now, some of these new masks that they're making may actually filter that stuff out. They're thick enough that I do have trouble breathing. But they're still not going to work because this stuff can get in through every orifice, not just your nose and your mouth, but your eyes also. So if it's floating around the air and somebody sneezes and you walk through it, you're going to ingest it through your eyes. So this whole thing about masks is a load of malarkey. And notice they don't call them masks. They call them face coverings because they know they don't work. So why then are they insisting that everyone wear a face covering despite the fact that they know that they, number one, don't work, and number two, may actually be detrimental to your health from harboring all sorts of nasty stuff that you may breathe in during the day and leave it embedded in that fabric? Well, to mask our identity. First of all, they want to socially distance us and keep us apart. Second of all, the mask makes us all anonymous. If you get into a situation where you are called on to fire upon your citizenry, it's going to be a lot easier to pull the trigger if you can't see someone's face, to see maybe what they look like, or maybe if it's someone that you even know. So the combination of the social distancing and the mask wearing is getting us accustomed to something that is coming down the road. Now, it may not happen from this particular mishap, this COVID, but at some point in the future, it will. This is a dry run. And I really don't think that Trump is part of this. This is something that the left is doing, that the Marxists are doing. This has been planned for a long time. And this is the test to see how people react. So I'm not wearing a mask. If you get nasty about it, then I simply will not shop in your store, your place of business. I will go somewhere else. So folks, I encourage you to do the same thing. If you're over 30, tell them you got COPD. If you're under 30, tell them you have asthma. Or if you've read The Lord of the Flies, Asmar. But tell them something, give them a medical reason why you're not wearing that mask so you don't create a ruckus. And don't do it. Don't be part of it. I stopped in at Sam's up in Mooresville a couple weeks ago, and they had one of those new guards. They have a, oh, I forget what they call them. They're supposed to be a liaison and explain to you why you should be wearing a mask. And they wear a black polo shirt, and they have a little badge. And I didn't really look to see what the badge was. Maybe it said Safety Patrol or Hall Monitor. I don't know. I didn't really care. But I come up, and she holds a box up, and it had some masks in it. I said, is that mandatory? I said, I got COPD. She said, if you have a medical reason, then you don't have to wear one. I said, may I enter the store? She said, yes, sir. Have a nice day. And in I went. Just that simple. And I was the only one in the entire store not wearing a mask. And I saw probably 15, 20 people wearing the masks that were handed out front. They fell for it. They kowtowed to it. They bought it, hook, line, and sinker, and they put those masks on. Don't do it, folks. The next week, I went to a Sam's here in Charlotte that I've been going to for years. And that one, a lot of times, they don't even ask for my card. They know me just by face. So here I come across the parking lot, pushing a cart that I found in the parking lot. It wasn't sanitized. Walk right in the door, walk right past everybody, kind of flash my card to one. And the hall monitor that was standing there was busy talking to the other person. Didn't even offer me a mask. It just walked right in the damn store. Didn't say a word to me. Maybe because I came across the parking lot pushing a cart that was unsanitized. Maybe they thought, gee, this guy's not scared of contracting this. Maybe he's already had it. Maybe he has immunities and antibodies. Maybe we'll just let him go in the store and leave him alone. I don't know. But I'm not going to fall for this crap, people. Don't you do it either. This is America. And I know a lot of novels that were written years ago are coming to fruition. Harrison Bergeron, The Turner Diaries, Unintended Consequences, Patriot Act. We see this stuff happening every day. Don't fall for it. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and call it a show. Once again, thanks to everyone who's been getting in touch with me with information and stuff. And Chris, thanks once again for sending me the link to that article on Border Patrol and Customs there in Louisville. As it turns out, it probably wasn't something really, really bad, or we'd have heard more about it, but you never know. And again, thanks. I wanted to look into that more and get the information on that. So please, if you find stuff like that, send it to me. I'll try and vet it as best I can and let you know what I find out. So until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. As always, stay safe, stay free, stay out of trouble. But by all means, stay tuned, because I'll be back next week. Out for now.
tomorrow. And that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live! Okay. Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Thing sucks!